Hacked emails from the account of a former NATO supreme commander reportedly show that he privately plotted against President Obama over his policies in Russia. Genghis Khan has got the story.
The hacked emails of retired General Philip Bredlov, who until recently was the commander of NATO forces in Europe, reveal the intense back-channel lobbying for the Obama administration to arm the Ukrainian government against the rebels in the east. The emails are from 2014, at the height of the war in Ukraine. Bredlov attempted to influence the administration through several channels, reaching out to various former and present officials, as well as seeking the advice of foreign policy experts. Here's a snippet of what they discussed.
I don't see this White House really engaged by working with Europe or NATO. Frankly, I think we're a worry. I seek your counsel on two fronts. How to frame this opportunity in a time when all eyes are on ISIL. And two, how to work this personally with the President of the United States.
Given Obama's instruction to you not to start a war, this may be a tough sell.
This is a mess. I do not understand our White House.
General Bredlov appears to have been frustrated by President Obama's reluctance to further militarize the conflict in Ukraine and by doing so increase the bloodshed. In a string of emails which were addressed to officials, including Assistant Secretary Victoria Nuland and the U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Pyatt, Bredlov says, quote, Victoria, meaning Victoria Nuland, can attest there is precious little support for lethal aid. This has changed on the military side, but still not across the river. End quote. In this context, the now retired general seems to have been working very hard to escalate the conflict in Ukraine.